In this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus tells us about a very important spiritual work of mercy, admonishing the sinner, or, in other words, fraternal correction. It is one of the most difficult things expected of a Catholic, because it involves confronting our neighbour about his or her sin. Why would anyone want to do it? I think firstly, if we love someone, we care about their salvation. The path they are travelling on is not indifferent to us. And secondly, we would do it because it works. If a person has goodwill, if they are open to God's grace, they will turn from their sin and they will be saved. In the Old Testament, the prophet Nathan confronted David, King David, about his sin of adultery with Bathsheba. King David was stricken with sorrow and repented. What are some of the key things to remember? Well, first of all, I think we need to have humility, because we are all sinners. We cannot come across as holier than thou, because people will resent that if we try to correct them. Before we attempt a fraternal correction, we should support such an attempt with prayer and fasting. We should show God that we are serious about what we are trying to do. And thirdly, our fraternal correction ought to be like an iron rod covered in velvet. Absolutely clear, because clarity is charity, but also have that kindness, that gentleness, and that patience for the person we seek to correct. And once we correct someone, we leave it to our Lord. They will mull it over, and hopefully grace will triumph. Thank you very much for listening.